meeting of the City of Aiken Planning Commission. For those of you who may not have attended a meeting previously, let me take a moment to go through our process. First request I have is, would you all please make sure that your cell phones are on mute or turned off? We will call for each application one by one, and when we do that, I will invite anyone who would like to speak in favor of the application to come forward and make comments. Then I will ask for those who might be in opposition to the application, and then any other comments that wish to be made. When you are wishing to make a statement, if you would come up to the podium and state your name and address for the record. And then after you finish your comments, if you would just pause for a moment to see if there are any questions from the commissioners. Once the all folks who want to be heard have been heard, then it will come back to the commission for a vote. And let me be real clear, we are a recommending body to City Council. So if you're here on behalf of an application, if we approve it, we are approving a recommendation to council, and council will have the final vote. So you may want to attend the council meeting at which agenda it'll be. All right, so let us begin. Our first item of business is the minutes of the September 12th work session and the regular meeting. And these are extremely brief, so I know all of you have had a chance to review them. Are there any changes or corrections or additions to be made? Not hearing any, may I ask for a motion to accept them as presented?
So moved.
Second. All right, all in favor? Okay. All right, we'll now move to application A, which the applicant is Charita H. Grant. The location is 533 East Pine Log Road, and this is a request for annexation. It's application 18-20005. Is there anyone present who would like to speak on behalf of this application? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this application? All right, not hearing any, it's back to the commission for a motion.
Madam Chair, in regards to application number 18-20005, annexation request, I recommend that we carry this to council for consideration.
Second.
We have, all right, any discussion? Okay, then I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Okay, thank you. All right. Our next application, item B on your agenda, is application 18-60001. It's a rezone request. The applicant is Sheila Haldezos. I hope I haven't mispronounced that terribly. The owner is currently Joe and Gladys Norman. The current zoning is RS8 and the proposed zoning is O. Is there anyone who would like to speak on behalf of this application?
I'm Sheila Haldezos, and my address is 49 Green Street, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, and what would you like to tell us about this application?
I was requesting to rezone it to turn it into a small hair salon, and after researching some of the rezoning choices, I picked office because I need to be able to have a parking lot, because a lot of my clients are older and I didn't want them walking on dirt and all that. So that's why I had to choose between limited professional and office, and that's why I went with office.
Okay. All right, commissioners, any questions? Thank you. Is there anyone who would like to be heard in opposition to this application? All right, not hearing any. It's back to the commission for a motion.
Madam Chairman, with regard to application 18-6001, rezoning request, I'd recommend that we approve it.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? All right, I'll call for the vote. All in favor? Okay. All right, then. Now we, in your packet, item C is application 18-500001. It's a city services request. The applicant is Horizon Development of Aiken, the owner, David Cantrell, and Chris Johnson. Is there anyone present who would like to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone who'd like to speak in opposition to the application? All right. Y'all are making this very easy. All right. Not hearing any, we'll move it back to the commission for a motion. Madam Chairwoman,
with respect to application number 18-50001 for city services request on Banks Mill Road, I recommend that we... Well, I move that we recommend this to City Council for consideration, as it is in line with our
comprehensive plan.
I can't think of the word.
Comprehensive plan. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
I would just ask that obviously you intend to include the items listed here by the Planning Commission, Planning Council on the bottom five, I think it's five items. No, except for the traffic study, there's no record, but no, one through four.
Yes, with the conditions of approval on page two.
Okay, can we have a second on the amended motion?
Second.
Second, all right. Any other comments? Okay, then I'll call for the vote. All in favor? All right. Okay. And now our next item is application 18-20006 for annexation. Item 18-20007 for annexation and 18-60002 for rezoning and 18-23002 concept plan. The applicant is Paul Simons Jr., the owner Marcia T. Hopkins, and Swan Works LLC for the rezone and concept plan. Location is Owen Street and Whiskey Road. Is there anyone who would like to speak on behalf of the application?
Paul Simons, 915 Whitney Drive, Aiken, 2903. Here is the agent for Swan Works LLC and Marcia Hopkins. This involves the space on Whiskey Road where the existing Aiken Motorcycle Sales and Services, and then behind that, which is the old skating rink, as I've known it to be. The project is for the development of a 36,000 square foot Lidl grocery store, which would essentially be the same location as where the skating rink is. I think set back maybe a little further, but approximately the same location. The possible conditions that were noted, have discussed that with the folks at Lidl. They have no issues with those at all. And at least in terms of the potential traffic impacts, the developer has gone, but we feel above and beyond where they could. They do have four access points. They've set aside portions of the rear of the property for a future through road, which is noted on the concept plan there. And you'll notice they also have reserved space on the southern boundary line for an expansion of the Owen Street right-of-way. We think that the potential for any traffic impacts, we've had a traffic study. We actually have the engineer from Kimley Horn who can address any specific issues that traffic may cause, but we would ask that this be approved.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Simons?
Mr. Simons, could you or your engineer speak to those four access points and address those individually? And the reason I ask is because there could be 100 access points, and that doesn't mean any of them are necessarily efficient or workable.
Sure. I'm going to defer that to the expert here.
Okay.
Dylan Turner with Kimley Horn, address 505 South Tryon Street, unit 1446, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28203. To get to your access point questions, we studied every access point. We had three access points, sorry. The fourth access point was through an easement through the Walmart and the back access. The future was not analyzed. Owen Street had access number one, so the internal access on Owen Street is operating at level service A's and B's, which is really small delays, 12 seconds of delay per vehicle, which if you're looking at a grading, that's great, especially unsignalized. That would operate favorably.
Is that okay? That was with regards to.
So if I could point out up here. So we have Owen Street, that's this access right here. So that's the one that's operating level service B and level service A. And then we're accessing off of what we called in the study the local road or the Walmart side access. We're still operating here at level service D right here, which for an unsignalized access on a major road during the peak hours, that's considered a favorable delay as well, and that's not considering any improvements or no new turn lanes or anything. That's the road as it is, and as part of this traffic study, we didn't recommend improvements there.
Just for the uninitiated, could you explain when you say level this and level that?
So whenever I say for this the greater part of this, so the level service A is about 10 seconds or less of delay.
Okay.
So that's per vehicle. B ranges from, I'll call it 10 to 20. I'll give you the signalized because that's still more of a scale there. 10 to 20. C is 20 to 35. D, 35 to 55. E is 55 to 80. And F is greater than 80. And then at an unsignalized, an F is greater than 50 seconds of delay per vehicle. Trying to get to E. All right, so looking at our intersection that we experienced or saw the most delay at in our study, and that would be Whiskey Road at Owen Street. With the site, with the road as it is today, with no improvements, no anything, is a level service F with 161.3 seconds of delay. But when we add improvements of a turn lane on Whiskey Road, so a deceleration lane, and then a left turn lane on Owen Street going out onto Whiskey Road, that F of 161.3 dropped to an F of 66. So you're still at an F, but you're not having the traffic volume to warrant a traffic signal. So we're with the improvements that we're recommending, it's the maximum level of improvements that we can do without doing a traffic signal, but a traffic signal wouldn't be warranted, so we wouldn't consider it there for recommendation purposes. And in the traffic world, having a side street with level service F in the 60-second range is expected when you have a lot of throughput, like on a road like Whiskey Road. That's it's an expectation. If you mitigated every level service F, you'd have a traffic signal everywhere. So there's that. And then looking at our back access onto the Walmart here, these were really low delays.
so levels of service okay there. There's not a lot of opposing traffic, so the levels of service was...
What's it on? What are you accessing on from back there?
Oh, sorry. Here, this access here, so you have the site, and then this, we're on this Lamar side access. This road didn't really have a name that we could find, so we go to the side access. So that's this here, so here's Whiskey. The Walmart's over here, and it's just a side access. So
without a lot of through volume there, we're not anticipating a high delay. Less than 10 seconds there.
So coming to and from the Walmart parking lot, do you see that as ingress and egress out of convenience? Would people know to do that? There wouldn't be a sign there, would there?
We did not consider that in the traffic study.
Okay.
So we did not consider people cutting through the Walmart to get there. Now, people who are familiar with the area, that's not to say that they won't do that. But we didn't consider that because that's not, like you're saying, just a recognizable, okay, that's how I'm going to get to the site. They could do it, but we considered it or did not consider it in the study.
Okay. That probably will be used a good bit just because of the light there.
Mm-hmm. Right, which is potential. I mean, that's just, but usually those type of accesses we wouldn't consider in a traffic study to be more conservative, to add more kind of traffic.
I'm just saying that even adds to it.
Yeah.
To the
yeah.
access.
Right. Some more connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious just the way you use this 60 seconds. 60 seconds from what to what?
So to make your, it's the delay you're experiencing per vehicle. So if you're trying to make...
You're coming down Whiskey, going south on Whiskey.
So if you're going south on Whiskey, your delay is very low.
Very low because you make a right turn straight
you're
in.
You're making a right turn, so...
You're coming north on Whiskey and you're trying to make a left turn into Owens.
It's our models are showing a very low levels of service there. It was an A of 0.8 seconds.
So, if you're going north on Whiskey and you're making you're going left on Owens, you're saying from the time you if there's no, let's say there's two cars in front of you, you're still saying
that
it's only 8 seconds.
This is considering that
8 seconds from the time you stopped to the time you turned into the legal parking lot.
Right. So yeah, that's what we had from our models.
Oh, and I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
I could pull up this to you. PM peak hour.
As someone who goes to Aiken motorcycle frequently, I know that if I'm coming north and I'm going to take a left, I have to wait for that light. I've got to wait. I'm looking down the street for that light to turn red. Oh, it's turning red. Hope no one's taking a ride out of Walmart. Oh, no, that guy. So that's not an easy place to take a left. It's not.
No, it's not.
Depends on the time of day. As with any traffic on Whiskey Road, it just depends on the time of day.
Yeah, going into one of the shops there.
The traffic studies, do they reflect a specific time of day that you did this, or does it reflect multiple times of the day?
It reflects multiple times. So we did an a.m. peak hour, so we do traffic counts from 7 to 9 a.m. to capture the peak, and then we do traffic counts from 4 to 6. So we take the highest peak hour between those time periods counted, and then we'll put background growth, which is a 2% annual growth, on what's already there today. So we said 2% for 2 years, assuming a site build out of 2019. And on top of that, we added an approved development, which was the multifamily site off of Owens. And then on top of that, we add our site traffic. And so these numbers I'm giving you is considering all that. So it's considering existing background growth, an approved development, our site, and those are the numbers that I'm giving out. And so it's considering what the peak hour is, so the highest volumes that we saw.
Was there one higher than the other?
The PM peak hour was higher.
And did you do multiple days?
Of traffic counts? No. Whenever we were doing traffic studies, we do one day of collection.
You know what day of the week you did?
Has to be between a Tuesday and a Thursday, but I can tell you.
So possibly middle of the week.
Let's see here. Tuesday, May 16th.
Mr. Planning Director, this might predate you. I do have a question, and maybe, Madam Chairman, you could help me too. That new road's supposed to be going in back there, and I think we've all anticipated that. And when we approve the apartment complex, I think, I don't know if, well, speaking for myself, I don't know if I would have voted yes had that road not be coming through to keep some of that traffic off of Doherty Road and going north and so forth. Was that road intended to relieve future commercial traffic, or was it intended for just existing traffic relief? Or is there an answer?
Well, when we had that discussion about the apartment complex, there was a discussion that very often when you do have apartment complexes, you have some ancillary businesses surrounding that. And so while we didn't talk about the type or the size, I think that was factored into the need for the road.
Okay.
And in fact, if I recall correctly, the folks actually accommodated the positioning of some of those buildings in the complex to support the availability of that road,
right?
And just to kind of follow up, I think, kind of back to your question, there was a Doherty Road study that was done, I want to say 2012, 2013, and roughly in that
right.
range, that did identify traffic alternatives as a effective way of relieving the traffic pressure on Doherty Road specifically. So it was a general way to try to relieve an increased level of service by providing traffic options, again, more outlets for traffic instead of funneling them into one location. So that was kind of the concept behind most of the connectors to the west of the subject property.
How big is, I hope you keep an eye on your competition, how big is this facility relative to the Aldi that's down the road? Okay.
They're comparable.
I was just curious.
A little bit.
Sure. Thank you.
Connor Bevan, Director of Real Estate for Lido U.S., 3500 South Clark Street in Arlington, Virginia. Aldi's, I mean, I can't speak to a specific square footage, but Aldi's typically vary from 12,000 to 16,000 square feet. A large store will be 36,000 square feet. So we're usually at least double the size.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
It's a little apples and oranges, because when you do get a little bit farther south, things open up a little bit with Lowe's and Hobby Lobby. I'm just trying to think.
It's not comparable.
I've been in and out of that Aldi, and traffic usually gets in and out of there okay.
Well, and you know, we do need to think about that particular area of Whiskey down toward the mall. You know, we've heard a lot of concerns about congestion. And y'all remember when the Krispy Kreme came in, that everybody said it was just an awful bottleneck. But, you know, conventional wisdom says it is initially while people check it out. But after that initial period, it's not an issue there anymore. So I think we need to be careful when we're gauging these that we make a distinction between, you know, the first couple of months and then regular usage. People will figure out how to accommodate it, and they've got four or five different access points. So
by the same token, I think a large grocery store is going to have that's apples and oranges to me with Krispy Kreme.
So no, and it's come up with a lot of other things. I mean, certainly when Hobby Lobby, certainly, you know, when Walmart came in, yes, they will have a lot more visits. But
there'll be a lot of different ways to get there.
There'll be a lot of different ways to get there.
I can't even see
I don't see a lot of them as ideal, though.
Pardon?
In regards to my previous comments, there's lots of ways in and out. I don't see any of those being a home run.
I don't know. I do. I mean, I see a lot of people who don't even use the Whiskey Road access to get into Walmart. They'll come behind. There's that little access road that goes behind those office buildings and behind Starbucks and behind... You know, that's a pretty busy little connector there. That stays busy.
Because you want to or because you have to?
Because you want to. Okay. I don't use Whiskey Road unless I have to.
Well, you just...
Personally.
Well, that's kind of my point.
Yeah. I just don't like it any time of year. any time of day.
So why add to the traffic then if you don't like it?
That's not why I don't like it.
Okay.
Well, the problem I see, the bottleneck is Daugherty. Daugherty is bottleneck now. It really is. Daugherty's it's bad now. I mean, it can be lined up. There can be 100 cars, 75 to 100 cars lined back up on Daugherty toward Pine Log, from Whiskey to Pine Log. That's not unusual to find 50 cars at various times of the day. So I hope that this will be used mainly off of Whiskey and back through the Walmart. You're right. People coming to Walmart, coming from the south side, Pine Log Road area, they don't go to Whiskey. They cut back in through there and work their way back past Academy Sports. Academy. Work their way back in there through
the
Walmart and go through the parking. And they'll do it. They'll go to the parking lot through Walmart. I mean, Walmart has a grocery store, obviously. But if they want to go to Lidl, they'll work their way through the Walmart lot. They won't go out to Whiskey.
I do it too.
Yeah, there are a lot of access points. All right, any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you for talking.
Appreciate your technical information. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on behalf of the application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to the application? Not hearing any, it will be back to the commission for a motion.
Madam Chairman, before I make a motion on this, may I ask a question, please? Do you want, if I make a motion on this, to separate the four different applications, or would it be okay to do all of them as one, or your recommendation, please?
Typically, by the way, we end up doing like the various agreements related to these. We'd like to see the annexation portions of the application separated out as a separate motion because they typically don't have the same conditions placed on them as the rezoning and the concept plan. So I think you could probably do it in two separate...
Two motions.
Two motions.
Okay. Right. Madam Chairman, with that said, then on application 18-20006, annexation request, and number 18-20007, the annexation request, I would make a motion that we forward this to City Council and approve it based on several different things. And you'll have to be a little patient with me. I apologize. But I feel that, and this is coming from the document that we have, that the planned commercial zoning that City Council has adopted in the past, this would be consistent with that, that the Whiskey Road Corridor would be a PC or PR zoning, and that this actually is a feeder to that. So that, and I feel like that's the frontage of that particular establishment or the proposed one that would come up after or potentially through the next voting. Also that it would be compliant with the planned commercial provisions that we currently have on hand and actually in the rezoning of that if in fact we got it voted into the city of Aiken, that it's my understanding of what these folks want to do with it would be consistent with that. So as far as the annexation on both 2006 and 2007, I'd make a motion that we accept it and recommend to City Council its approval.
Second.
All right. Clarification, sorry. Would that be inclusive of the staff recommended condition?
That's correct.
Be reported with enough.
Thank you very much. I apologize.
Items 1-5.
1-5, that's correct.
On page 6 of our list here.
That's correct.
Yep. Well, no, there's only one for the annexation, that it be recorded within 180 days. The others are for the concept plan.
Right.
Very confused. Please include in my motion that would be just that first one.
Okay.
Also seconded.
All right, thank you. Okay, any discussion?
Check. But you're including, are you making the motion on the concept plan also?
No.
You're just doing the annexation.
Just the annexation.
This is just the annexation, so there's only one condition that applies.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I'll call for the vote. All in favor? Okay. All right, now, can we have a motion on the concept plan, the rezoning and the concept plan?
Madam Chairman, on that one, on 18-6-0002, on the rezoning, And on 23002, the concept plan, I would make a motion that we would recommend it favorably to City Council with the following stipulations, and also the fact that I believe it is consistent with the comprehensive plan that we currently have, that I believe it's compatible with the zoning and the conforming uses of nearby properties that are in that area, so it would be basically the same end of the character of that surrounding area, and that also that my approval would include those four entrances, a minimum of those four entrances, if I could add that, because I feel that traffic is a concern and will be concerning people down there, but I believe those four entrances will hopefully, based on the information we received tonight, would satisfy that. And then also the criteria that we have been provided, which would include 1 through 6 on pages
1 through 5 on page 6.
That would be my motion on those two.
Second.
Okay, we have a second. Any discussion?
Mr. Bestley, in our work session, you had evidence concern, or at least public concern, maybe not your own, about traffic. Do you feel that your fears have been assuaged?
Well, I think that having listened to someone that's a whole lot smarter than I am on traffic and does that for a living, the fact that we've identified clearly that there will be multiple entrances, the fact that the other grocery stores on Whiskey Road, and there's a couple, all have approximately four or less entrances into them, I feel like that the traffic is going to be the same. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a larger footprint than maybe what's existing now, but I have to look back a road that I travel every day, and to think that is it going to create a greater delay? And in my opinion, and once again, my opinion is certainly not like the gentleman that spoke to us, as a traveler, I think it would be acceptable. I mean, the light at Walmart, I don't normally see more than a few cars, one or two, three cars maybe at the most, backing up at the exit or the egress out of Walmart. And if those are two connected in that road that we've identified that Mr. Hunter spoke about, if in fact that is connected back out to Daugherty Road, Nielsen could even create more egress and entrances. Because I thought back, Kent, and I thought about the other two big grocery store chains that are on Whiskey Road right now. If you go into, say, Kroger, you got four entrances that I can think of, one off of Silver Bluff, or actually maybe two if you came around the gas pumps, Kroger, more than one on Whiskey, because you'd have, if you came in through Home Depot, and then maybe one from the side street where the other side where Home Depot is, so that would be five, but that would be no different than this application where they're saying there's could be four or more based on parking lot access and that kind of stuff. That's how I come across that.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you brought it up before and that you satisfied.
I just want to ask, and I wanted to ask the expert, you know, traffic is of concern, that's why I mentioned it in our work session as well, and I wanted to be able to open up to everyone here, and I wanted to hear what that man had to say, because I'm certainly not an expert on traffic.
I got, Ryan, one issue. Now, the Walmart's on board with this. Walmart can't shut that connection off.
No, I believe there's a currently, I believe, a cross-access easement there.
I think there is. They can't shut that access off.
Right. Because remember, we talked about that when we talked about those big container things.
I remember it, but I also remember the city, you know, thought they were going to have this easy move off from Daugherty. What's that, Christie? From Daugherty going off Christie into the mall.
Yes,
and the mall blocked it, you know, which was not, it wasn't determined in time, and I don't know where the status of that
now,
is
this
now.
Yeah, but that was done well before the Walmart.
Well, I believe that's right. A fair question, and do we have someone, or would Attorney Simons or somebody else be able to address, do they have an easement plan already in place? I mean, do we have an agreement with Walmart? I think that's a great question.
Mr. Simons, if you'd come forward.
Yes, Walmart's.
You know, they're big boys, so.
It's a very valid question.
Hey, they're big boys.
Just a minute.
For coming here, if this is owned, if this property is owned, or what I call a fee, is owned, so this wouldn't be an issue. I'm not sure if that's answering your question or not.
My question was, is I'm under the impression that there's going to be the connection from Walmart is going to be off of Walmart's own parking lot.
Paul, I think the question is where the Aiken Swimming Pool back property would be currently. There's a connection into that side street as it stands now.
But that's a street
right
now.
Which is
so it's a street, so yeah. That they wouldn't be able to block that. Like you
have. I have not dealt with the property side of it. McGuire Woods out of Atlanta has been dealing with that. My understanding is that there is going to be a cross-access easement with Walmart. Whether, for what's that worth, I don't know. But my understanding is, I mean, I've seen a title commitment that lists that.
But if you don't have that, you see that's going to...
Could I add that to...
You see what I'm saying? That's going to dump a lot more traffic on the whiskey.
Right. Could I add that to my motion then, if we come back out of discussion, that be a stipulation?
Although at that light, that entrance, and I can't remember the name of that street, but that is a street.
It's a road. So it's got a name.
It does. It's an actual road, and they can't...
Shannon by
I can help answer that question.
Shannon. It's
I can answer the question.
You can't block it. No, it's a road.
But I thought that was owned by
the question that to answer your question, Mr. Hunter, the flagpole lot, the access road that you're referencing is actually owned by the skating rink parcel.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's not an easement. It's not a cross easement as you reference. It
I don't think you're talking about that though.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about the back side of Walmart going off there.
Oh, you said, okay.
Yeah, not this main street.
Okay, he didn't reference that in one of his four exits. That's not referenced in the plan.
This is the front.
That's Walmart. Here's Whiskey. Here's Walmart.
Walmart can't shut this off.
So that will not reduce.
I don't think they can.
Identify yourself so we can get to know you.
Yeah, you may. My name is Billy Putnam. I live at 44 Berry Road. To answer your question in regards to his four access points, that wasn't one of the four access points.
That's correct.
So
let's not kid ourselves. If Walmart can shut it off, they might shut it off.
They can.
I'm not saying they will or won't. I don't know. Walmart's a big boy. I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do. But I would like to have as much information that we can guarantee. I would like to make sure that thing is open because I think that's significant.
I don't think that they can shut off an access road just because they're Walmart.
Well, it's a privately owned contiguous parcel, but it is not one of the reference four exits that he told you guys about in his traffic study.
Okay,
so if
that's why I ask you.
That would be a whole different deal.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with his traffic study numbers.
The bottom line is the traffic study is based on ingress and egress that has nothing to do with the point we're discussing
exactly.
Now. So, it would be nice to have that additional, but it isn't going, having it or not having it is not going to alter the results of the traffic study. Is that not
that's correct?
So if we base it on what was explained to us as the traffic study, then...
I asked the engineer to come back up and address specifically what the exit entrances and egress will be so we have that on the record.
We did. We already did that.
I didn't see the fourth one. Where's the fourth?
Is it confusing with the future road?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what when I said at number four.
That's yes.
Confusing to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I say three.
This one. Yeah. The fourth in my mind when I was thinking is now they have set aside land to the rear for that future road.
That's right. But that's not there now.
Not there now, that's right.
Or three.
Well,
I hope it I hope it exists and can be utilized, because I think that will take a whole lot of traffic off of Whiskey and make it a whole lot simpler.
Well, if people have trouble accessing, they will find alternatives, trust me.
Bear in mind that a lot of people travel through the Walmart parking lot now, as you pointed out, from the south side.
That's right.
To avoid going down to avoid the pine log bit. So Walmart didn't shut that off.
No, because it's access to Walmart.
But not for everybody.
They want it.
But no, this would be as well.
This would be as well.
Except they're going through Walmart to get to another grocery store.
But they can go through Little to get to Walmart, too. I mean, it's a two-way.
Yeah. I see an odd irony in that we are actively talking about people finding ways to avoid the traffic we're going to approve.
You're right.
It's unbelievable.
I have no issue with
that. If there's no further discussion, we have a motion on the floor, and it has been properly seconded. If there's no other discussion, I'll call for the vote. All in favor? All opposed? Okay. All right. This will now be sent to City Council with our recommendation for approval. I would suggest that you all make arrangements to be at that meeting as well. There being no further business before us, this meeting is now adjourned.